The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everyone. Alan here with
me,
Robin. I'm not allowed to call her Miss Robin, but we are hopefully entertaining you a little bit this morning, bringing a little bit from the outdoors. 410 WCBM 680 is our phone number. 410-922-6680. And Glenn was able to hold on through the break. Good morning, Glenn. How you doing over there in Chestertown today?
Okay, I guess. How you doing, Alan and Rob?
We're doing good.
That's good. Nobody's caught the virus. I'm hoping.
Nope. Hanging in there. Staying healthy.
Yep.
All we can do.
As far as I know, I haven't.
So, well, you've been fishing, Glenn?
No, not yet.
No?
Hadn't worked out
to go fishing. I got it. Well, understandable. We heard from Tackle Box Tim. He's out there this morning. He said he told us he also confirmed that we said Bay Country Bacon.
I thought you did. At least I'm not crazy.
There's a reason for that. Glenn, you like bacon, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
I haven't had it in a while, but I don't know. It's like some things I can take it in and leave, but don't matter.
No, I got it. I'll tell you.
Maybe I need to get some little meat on my
right down by where he's at.
I've been losing weight.
Uh-oh.
For the last 10 years, and I thought I was gaining back some, and then got losing it again.
Uh-oh.
Not intentional.
No. Well, make yourself a good old bacon and tomato sandwich.
Oh, that's what I want today.
Bacon and tomato sandwich.
Right before we eat crabs.
I thought you were making lasagna.
That's tomorrow. That's Sunday.
Oh.
Today's Saturday.
Oh. Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear you're losing weight, but, you know, My doctor doesn't want me to eat rice or potatoes, and I usually don't. I did have a few sweet potato fries yesterday, but, you know, that kind of stuff can put it on you. Rice and potatoes and bacon and, you know, bacon and bread and all that stuff. That'll help you out. So
he's right down there, but we like to get our bacon.
Yeah, we do. No question. So, all right, buddy. Well, look, I appreciate the call, Glenn. Thanks for checking in.
Hey.
All right. We'll talk soon.
God bless you all.
God bless you.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. Heard twice from Captain Don this morning over there in Riviera Beach area. He said, first thing he sent me was a picture of his next door neighbor, Mr. Allen. He was International Police Officer of the Year 2 years ago, and he was Angler of the Evening the other night. The cow nose rays are up there. I don't know if they caught any, but the catfish were biting, and Mr. Marcus has shown demonstrating his prowess to his family, and he's got a couple pictures here of Mr. Marcus with a skate. And Mr. Marcus with a big catfish. Look at that.
Well, that's a nice catfish.
That is a nice catfish, no question. Look at the double rainbow. Look at the double rainbow.
That's nice. Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
Gorgeous. Yep.
Skates are nice to fight.
You mean count those rays?
Oh, yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what it is. There's a difference. Skates are little dinner plates.
Oh, yeah. No, then the count those rays.
Nasty looking things. Count those rays are great.
I was going to kill my ex-husband and my dad. We were in a rockfish tournament.
Uh-huh.
And they fought a cow nose ray for about 2 hours and wasted time for the rockfish tournament because they were having fun. I was going to kill them. I wanted to win the tournament.
I was fishing out of the Honga River with Tommy Goody, Goody's Marine. We fished a lot back in the 80s down there for those big sea trout. And we always used bucktails topped with a piece of peeler crab for the trout. And you'd catch occasional bluefish, but mostly the trout. Well, I decided it was time to put while the bucktails were bouncing, basically kind of trolling them and bouncing them, while I was doing that, I would put a top and bottom rig on and baited it up and got a bite, hooked into this fish, and Tommy looks at me and he goes, "That's a ray." I said, "Yeah." He says, "I cut it off. Just cut your line. Break your line." I said, "I haven't seen it yet, Tommy. I don't know what it is." He goes, "It's a ray, I'm telling you." I said, "Tommy, it's a big fish. I don't want to cut it off." "Break the line. Cut it off. It's a ray, I'm telling you. Quit wasting time." Pointed the rod at the fish. Line stretched out. Bing! Popped. He didn't miss a beat. He looked at me and he goes, "A big red drum whack, just like that." 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Any callers on the line, Chris?
No, sir.
All right. I got a joke. Our buddy Joe sends us a joke. Guy walks out of his house one Monday morning on his way to work, and he notices a snail on the sidewalk. So, being a nature lover, he carefully steps over it. When he gets home that evening, the snail's only moved 2 inches. Again, he makes a conscious effort to avoid stepping on the snail. Over the next 3 days, the scene repeats itself as the snail has only moved a few more inches. On Friday evening, the man arrives home after a particularly hard day at work. As he makes his way up the sidewalk, he sees the snail, which has only moved another inch. The man's had enough. He picks up the snail. He takes it to the woods and the back of his property about 50 yards away. The man heads into his house, thinking that'll be the last time he will see this darn slow snail. 3 years go by. The man steps out of his house on his way to work, and to his surprise, he encounters the snail on the sidewalk. The snail looks up and says to him, "What'd you do that for?"
WCBM, Baltimore.
What?
The guy picked up the snail, moved it 50 yards. It took the snail 3 years to get back out on the sidewalk. And when the guy saw it again 3 years later, the snail looked up at him and said, "What'd you do that for?" Boy, I hate having to explain jokes.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry. But I liked it.
I just didn't get it.
No, you didn't. That's okay, because it was humorous. Let's talk to Stan. Good morning, Stan. How you doing, buddy?
Alan, Robin, how you guys doing?
Doing great. What's up?
We're fine.
I've got 2 points if I could possibly make.
Let's see what your points are.
Okay, first of all, they've got a channel on cable, and I've been watching the Outer Banks.
Yep.
Oh, my God, is that so interesting. They're catching tuna, and they're bringing them in. They cut the head off. They cut the fins off.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy, he cuts like about a 2 or 3 inch piece of meat.
Yep, core sample. Mm-hmm.
And then he injects, it looks like a straw, and he pulls it out. They look it over, and then he offers so much per pound. And these guys are getting anywhere from like $5,000 to $10,000 per fish.
Yeah, that's true. That's sushi-grade tuna is what they're catching. They're catching the giant bluefin tuna.
Wow.
And when they test them, what they do is they bleed them immediately, okay, to take get the blood out of the meat. And then they take them into the dock. When they take them into the dock, the dock master who's the, buying the tuna, okay, for resale, okay, to the Asian market and to other places for sushi-grade tuna.
Wow.
Okay, he takes a chunk of meat, he examines a chunk of meat based on color, based on grain, based on a lot of different things because every fish is different, and then he takes a core sample of the fish into the flesh, pulls it back out, and it looks like a little, like you said, a little straw-looking thing, right. And then he judges the color of the fish to determine its grade. And he said, I can do $15 a pound, I can do $18 a pound, I can do $20 a pound, whatever it is. You get a 400-pound tuna at $20 a pound, you got $8,000.
Right.
So, yeah, it's called, I don't know if that's Wicked Tuna Outer Banks or one of those.
Exactly, but, it is Wicked
yeah,
Tuna Outer
seen
Banks
it, Chris?
On
yeah.
Discovery Channel.
Yep. So, I mean, there's a lot of money to be made as a commercial tuna fisherman.
Right. And if I could make a second point. I think the greatest thing I've ever bought in my life, and I'm going to be 67 years old, was a smartphone about 7-8 years ago.
Right.
You could go on a site called Webcam Ocean City, Maryland.
Yep.
And it's all live. It's not taped. And it starts off the boardwalk. You see people fishing on the pier off the ocean. But
yep.
I go... And I watch these, there's two tables on the bayside. I think it's called Sunset.
Don't know.
Huh?
I don't know.
I've watched it, but I don't know the names of it.
What are you talking about Sunset Marina?
That's it.
Yeah, okay.
But they've got two tables. They start around 2 o'clock. They sometimes last until about 6. The first table, they're bringing tuna in.
Yep.
And these guys... They're putting fish on, and they're cleaning this tuna less than a minute.
Yeah.
But when my question is, okay, the first guy, he cuts, and evidently there must be like a piece of meat, like the filet mignon of tuna.
Mm-hmm.
And then he cuts the side, and then he passes it on. The guy must make steaks or chops.
Yeah.
But
nothing like a good tuna steak.
Oh, my God. But anyway, he takes the rest of the carcass, the head and the bones, they put them in a can. And my question is, what exactly do they do with that?
What, the leftover can of...
Well, of course, it's not edible, but...
Well, it may be.
Don't dump it in the bay. And I'm thinking, I mean, I heard one aspect where they said that they use it as chum.
Well, that is true because when you're a shark fisherman, you use tuna chum. So they will take that and have it ground through just a regular meat processor of some kind, meat grinder, ground into chum for shark fishing. That's one thing they would do with it, no question. Any chunks of tuna, and I've fished inshore for sharks, we use chunks of tuna for shark fishing.
Right.
You know, inshore. So, I mean, it doesn't go to waste, that's for sure.
Now, two things I did notice, I think it was like Thursday around 5:30. It was the first time they had to use a winch to pick up a fish and put it on the first table. And he cut that up. And then on Friday morning, like I said, I'm just hooked on watching this particular program on my phone. And there was on a winch, it was a swordfish with three fishermen, 5:30 in the morning.
Wow. Well, yeah, that swordfish bite at night. Yeah.
I'm going to have to watch it.
Yep. Swordfish bite at night, no question.
But the crazy part about that show on the Outer Banks, they had the other day, I started watching maybe about a week or two, but they had 24 hours, and I'm just watching it, and I'm thinking, ain't nothing else on TV, and I'm watching this, and I found it extremely interesting.
Yep. Well, Stan, I thank you for the call. Appreciate the update. and we'll catch up with you a later date, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan.
Uh-huh. Bye. Bye-bye. Well, okay, let's talk to Captain Don, and then we will have to take a break here and give some credit to our sponsors. Good morning, Captain Don. How you doing, buddy?
We are doing great. How are you all?
Glad to hear it.
I like
the pictures, especially your neighbor there. That's pretty cool.
Well, it's been a great week along the boardwalk there in Stony Beach. And I've been out fishing. The fish are just biting all over the place. It's great. It's really great. We were doing some crabbing in the magazine last week, running the line, and two pretty interesting things happened as I was dipping the crabs. Something hit my net, and I looked down. It was a snapping turtle.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was something. I mean, it almost pulled the net out of my hand.
That's wild.
And then a little while later, the same thing happened, except guess what was in the net?
Don't know.
A great big snakehead.
Ooh.
Great big snakehead. Now, I know some of the folks down that way, and they were telling me that the snakeheads are all over the place.
Uh-huh.
So,
Bet that snakehead went in the box, too.
Couldn't get him in. Really, I couldn't get the turtle in there either. But it's just really nice to be on the water and see all that. And a question for you. Is it unusual to see a doe with two fawns?
No, not at all. That's probably the normal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the norm.
We just got a video of that last night.
Well, the doe and the two fawns had traffic stops up one. Solid Road, Northern Oklahoma County. They were crossing the road and everything stopped. They never getting out taking pictures and all that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Pretty cool. But
sometimes they do three. I remember back at the old studio back on, Owings Mills on Music Fair Road. There was some deer back there behind the studio where BJ's is now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And we had one doe come out there with three one time. I think she had three a couple years in a row, so that was pretty cool.
Well, we have a bulldog, and we take him for a ride every morning. We go to one of the local parks. And the wildlife is just, it's wonderful to just be able to pull over and watch him walking across the road or whatever. But
I love your bulldog. I've seen pictures.
That's Mr. Thor. He loves everyone but me. He will growl at me, snap at me, even though I'm feeding him treats and I lift him up, put him in the car, and he tries to bite me. But I think he really loves me. It's that thing about who's in charge,
Right.
Who's in charge, so.
Yeah, well, he is, so.
Yeah, well, ask my wife.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But anyway, it's so great to be alive with all this fishing and crabbing. Crabs are running pretty good.
Good.
We grabbed a bushel last week, and we had to come in a little early. And some of my friends are pulling in two bushels. So.
Got it.
And the rockfish, yellowknife, boy, I hate to throw away an 18 or 17-inch rockfish.
Yeah,
when
I understand.
That would be my catch for the night. That would be it. So, okay, well, look, I'll let you guys go.
All right, buddy.
By the way, I can walk to your new sponsor. I think I sent you a picture of that.
Yeah, I saw you sent me a picture of the new sign over there at Macrotech, and we'll talk about him shortly. So.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Have a great weekend.
You do the same, buddy. Thanks. Thanks, Don.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. If you need bait for any kind of fishing, whether it's catfish or snakeheads or bass or panfish or rockfish, well, Clyde Sport Shop has the bait. They have the tackle. They have the terminal gear. They have the rods, the reels, any kind of fishing. If you like to troll for rockfish, they got the trolling rods and reels. If you like to cast for catfish, they've got it. You name it, Clyde's has it. They have Shakespeare. They have Fluger. They have St. Croix rods and reels. They have the Shakespeare ugly stick combos. They have stuff for kids to fish with. So why not take advantage of the 4th of July when it's free fishing day? Stop by Clyde's, get a little fishing gear, head out, take kids out. Doesn't cost you anything to get a license when you go. On the 4th of July, it's a free fishing day. that day only, of course. And then you can just enjoy a day of fishing somewhere with your family. Why not? Crabbing, they've got the bait. They've got the salted eels. They've got the chicken necks. They've got all the traps. They've got the lines, the hand lines, the trot lines, the nets, the steamer pots, the seasoning. And I know Captain Don likes the seasoning from Clyde Sports Shop because I got a picture of him eating crabs. How about that? Why not stop by 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, or give them a call, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. You'll love it. Okay. You're thinking about it. You're going to make an investment in your backyard. Grass is cut, deck's built, deck's been built. But you're not happy with what's on it because you're tired of sitting in the folding chair. So why not invest a little bit and dress it up right at Backyard Billy's? That's your go-to place for making backyards fun. They've got the poly furniture in all different colors. They even have crabs engraved in some of the poly furniture. It's pretty cool. I particularly like the red rocker. In the Adirondack chair, uh-huh. Red rocker.
Yeah. I was like riding by there. So pretty looking.
Oh, yeah. All the happy colors and everything. And you can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44. Right there, that's Backyard Village right there. Big building and all the backyard furniture, the swing sets, the tiki bars, the pool houses, the storage sheds. That's what's in Backyard Village's backyard. That's for sure. Free setup, free delivery within 60 miles of the store and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. You go inside Backyard Billy's showroom, you'll see all the furniture that you want for your beach house. You'll see the fire rings in all different themes. You'll see every kind of decoration and accessory. And you also see a big selection of barbecue grills by Traeger and Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. And some Saturdays they demonstrate those grills. On a grill demo day from 10 to 2, they've got taste testing and pro tips and giveaways and grill package deals. You can browse the great-looking garden decorations and fire rings for any lifestyle theme and budget. And you might want to check it out this week because they'll have a sale on the 4th of July, no question. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. After traveling at least two states, Maryland and Delaware, we selected Backyard Billy's for our fireplace insert. And it works great. We say to you, want to turn the fireplace on? You press a button on the remote control. Got a fire. It's fantastic. No question. Anyway, they installed it. They helped with putting stone on the back and the whole deal. So you can visit BackyardBillies.com. You can call them at 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. They're open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44. Mention the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And your backyard is going to look great. No question about it. Well, it's time to talk about Bake Country Bacon. No, bakery. Apparently I said Bake Country Bacon last time. Robin?
Yes.
You have my mind on bacon.
My fault.
Yes, it is. So, if you're headed to the beach, or when I'm headed to the beach, or if I'm headed, you know, to the hunting camp, going fishing down in Dorchester County, or beyond, or stopping by to see a friend down there, Mardella Springs, or doing business, or whatever. Anyway, if I'm on 50 and I'm going past Bay Country, what's it called again? Bay Country Bakery. Yep, I'm stopping. I'm getting a donut. I'm getting a cup of hot coffee. I'm getting a, you know, I can't even talk about it. I'm so excited. Let me calm down here.
They used to be our sponsors.
That's true. They used to be. After today, I'm not so sure. Bay Country Bakery. Robin loves the donuts and the pastries and the cookies and the cakes, and she fills her cart with all of that stuff and bread and everything else. So you do like the cheese Danish, right?
Oh, my God. Well, it was torn apart, devoured, and I didn't even get a bite.
Too bad. Did you have the cherry one?
I didn't get any. The kids were like locusts.
Well, I had some, and it was really good. And you can grab a breakfast sandwich, too. Right now, Bay Country Bakery is open every day, except Sunday, 7 to 1. Fine Bay Country Bakery. Do what I do. When you go through Cambridge, just look for that big donut on the side of the bakery. It's a big pink frosted donut with sprinkles, about 8 foot tall, maybe taller. And you know what? Dave and Gina Levy, they're your hosts. They're trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best. Are we keeping you awake?
Did I yawn?
Yeah, a lot. I can hear it in my headset.
I'm sorry. I am so sorry.
2951 Coastal Highway. That's Route 50. If you want to put it in your GPS, lock it in. All your way through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think Big Donut. Visit their website, like their Facebook page. Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by and say hello. And you'll see Robin and me there. Good grief. We'll be right back after this.
Pretty good thunderstorm chances rolling into our forecast this afternoon. Storm chances on their way up here for mid-afternoon and early evening. And another day of thunderstorms tomorrow on Sunday. Less storm opportunity for us Monday, Tuesday. And then long-range storms roll back into our forecast mid and late week. 93 this afternoon, above average numbers today. Thunderstorms moving east. And early evening storms tonight in the mid-70s. I'm Scott Laurie Moore at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hi, this is Sean Casey.
Hi, I'm Bruce Elliott.
We'd like to thank you for listening to The Morning Drive every weekday morning from 6 to 9.
You know, it's where we come together to hear the news.
And talk about it.
To share our stories and concerns.
And figure out how we're going to beat this invisible enemy.
We'd like to thank our sponsors who make it all possible.
And remind you to continue to support them during these tough times.
Above all, we'd like to thank you for your support.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The red-headed stranger from Blue Rock, Montana, rode into town one day, and under his knee was a raging black stallion, walking behind was a bay. The red-headed stranger had eyes like thunder, and his lips, they were sad and tight. His little lost love lay asleep on the hillside, and his heart was heavy as night. Don't cross him, don't boss him, he's wild in his sorrow, hiding his pain. Don't fight it, don't spite it, just wait till tomorrow. Maybe he'll ride on again.
All right, Chris, we got a lot of callers on the line.
Wait, before we do that, let me apologize for yawning so I don't get another hate mail email about sounding tired on the air. I apologize.
Did somebody send you hate mail?
Somebody sent me mail, said that I sounded too tired on the air.
When? Today?
No. Don't you remember about a month and a half ago?
That's right.
So I apologize up and down for yawning. Please don't send me mail about bad stuff because then I just get upset. Okay.
We have Scott on the line, followed by Ruth and Richard. Good morning, Scott. How are you doing?
I guess Scott left us.
Sorry, Scott. Sorry, buddy. We had to do the break. Call back. We'll take your call. No question. Ruth, good morning.
Miss Ruth, talk. Babin.
Yes.
And Ronald is on
the phone.
Ronald, we want to know how two blind people can go fishing.
How two blind people can go fishing.
Yes.
There is a way to do that.
There is a way to do that. There are some accessible peers, no question.
Well, we
you need you're gonna need a helper.
Her.
All right, Ron, I'm gonna put you on hold. You're gonna hear everything through your phone, so just leave all.
They don't have anybody like us.
That has a boat. Yeah.
Oh, you want to go in a boat?
Oh, we
don't
have a
boat. Go on a boat. Where would I go? And I live in Essex, Maryland.
Oh, there's a couple of real nice piers over there. North Point Park has a nice place you can go.
Oh yeah.
Sure.
Well, I'd have to buy the fishing rod and Ronald. Tell them what you have to buy.
Answer some of everything, I don't have.
Uh-huh.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell you what we're going to do. You guys want to go fishing?
Yeah.
We're going to throw this out to our vast listening audience. We're going to see if anybody in East Baltimore is willing to help you folks go fishing on a pier somewhere and maybe even help you out with some equipment. Now,
well,
I'm going to give them my email.
There are a lot of people that would like to go, not just him and I.
Oh, I know it. I know it.
Let's see if we can get you started. We'll go from there.
That's right. We'll try and do that. And here's what we'll do. We'll toss it out there to our audience. If you'd like to help Ruth and Richard go fishing.
Tell them Ronald did. Tell them Ronald.
Huh?
Ronald.
Well, my name
Ronald.
Is Ronald Allen.
What did I say?
Ronald.
Richard? Ronald.
Yes.
Ronald and Ruth, right?
Yes.
Oh,
right.
Got it. I apologize. It is Ronald Root.
Let me tell you how we talking to you.
How's
this
that?
This is a three-way call. He's at his house, I'm in my apartment, and then there are you and your wife.
Robin.
That's pretty cool. They got it all figured out.
Yeah.
That's right. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, tell Robin, I had to tell you to call her. Robin.
You got to call Robin.
I love it. They're doing better than we did on that Zoom meeting with my family.
Oh, my gosh, your family. That was fun. It was fun to watch. I just sat here and watched. Anyway, there were like 11 people on the call.
Now, I want to get them fishing. We got to find a way to get them fishing.
But did they say, you heard Alan said, there's good fishing right out back of your place, Dan. You heard Alan say that. Alan knows. He knows. He's been on the radio for 31 years, Dan.
Wow.
31 years. Yeah, yeah. He's been on the radio a long time.
Hey, Alan.
Yes.
In 1998, I went to Denver, Colorado to a center for the blind.
Right.
Oh,
so after 9 years, I came back to Baltimore to be near my mother.
Right.
And I turned the radio on, and who did I hear was you and Rob.
Amazing.
That is so cool.
Dear, who do you... Tell him who you heard, dear, besides...
Well, Ronald listens to you, too.
Right.
Dear, say something.
Okay. Ruth, Ronald.
Yes.
Hang on a minute. Let me do something here, okay?
Okay.
All right. Ronald, you're selected. Chris is going to hang up with me here in a minute, and you're going to stay on the line, and you're going to give them a phone number. I'm going to send this out to our listeners right now and say, email me or text me, those of you who have my number, if you want to help Ruth and Ronald go fishing in East Baltimore. Yeah. My email address is Ellis, my last name, at ellisoutdoors.com. And let's see what happens between now and next week. And I will call you guys if we've got anybody that wants to volunteer to help you two. How's that sound?
Sounds good. Sounds
all right.
I think we need this kind of stuff right now. This is the kind of stuff we need. Positivity.
Positivity, absolutely. And I love it.
I'm coming up with a new song.
Okay.
How long have we what?
Been married.
Two and a half
too
years.
Too long. I'm 2.5 years.
2.5 years too long.
We've been together 5. Coming up this week will be our 5th anniversary.
That's right.
Yeah, I remember.
I'm impressed.
Thank you.
Did she take you out for Father's Day?
No.
Well, yes, I did.
She'll take you out today.
Dad, Miss Ruth asking questions.
I do.
What took you to my daughter's for Father's Day?
Oh, we did go. That was last week.
We had a boil.
We had a boil. We had shrimp and potatoes and corn and...
What else?
There's some clams in there and some other stuff.
Crab legs.
Crab legs. Yeah, that was a good boil. Yep.
Just a big pot, put it all in there together at different times, and put some seafood boil seasoning you buy in the store and let at it.
Yep, it was good.
Well, I had some steamed shrimp last Saturday. My brother's birthday was last Saturday.
Right.
He turned 84, so we went over to his house.
Got it.
Came a big cake and other accessories to go with it. He turned 84.
Oh, that sounds nice.
It's June 20th.
Sounds very nice.
Yes, indeed.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, folks, we'll take care of that.
And Ronald, don't hang up.
No, all Ronald, right, you don't hang up. All Chris, right, get your phone number.
Good day. Nice talking
to
y'all.
Nice talking to you.
It was great in talking to you all. It was good. You'll have a wonderful weekend, okay?
All righty. Thank
all
you.
All right.
Thank you, Robert. And I'll hang on for Chris.
All right. Do that. While you're doing that,
we're going to talk to Ron.
We're going to talk to... Now, we have
Ruth. Richard, we have Richard and Ron on hold.
Now, oh, I thought Richard would...
No, Richard's a different caller.
There's a couple Richards here.
I'm getting confused.
But we're
going
to go to another Richard.
Hi, Richard.
Hi, Richard.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry about that.
We're confused, buddy. Can you tell?
Hi, I was just calling for the appreciation of your great outdoor radio show. My wife's been listening to you for years, and... bugging me about little tips that you guys have been giving us, and it's just a great show. And if I heard it right, there's a no license fishing day, 4th of July.
Fourth of July, yes, sir.
Isn't that something? What a great opportunity for parents and their children to bond fishing like we did in our days. And it's just a wonderful thing that they have a chance to do that. And you guys have really given us great tips and where to fish and where to go. It's just a wonderful thing you're doing.
Well, thanks. We appreciate it. We've been doing it. Robin and I have been doing it for a couple of years. I've been doing it for a lot longer. And, you know, I travel across the state a lot. I talk to a lot of people. I have a lot of customers that are in the business, so, you know, we get to learn a lot and do a lot, and I've experienced a lot. I mean, I've fished a lot in my life. I've hunted, and so, you know.
Well, I tell you, you said something about getting up with your kids and bonding and stuff. I will say some of my best memories of my dad and his parents were fishing and crabbing with them.
You and I both. Yep.
They really were, and people don't do it, and they don't get out and do stuff like that with their kids enough now, and they have to. It's so important.
It is.
It is important. It's things they remember forever. Like I said, you guys are doing a great job. Keep it up, and thank you again.
Thank you. That was a very nice call. Thank you so much.
We appreciate it, Richard. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening.
Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye. Okay, looks like Ron hung up. I don't know if it was Ron that was supposed to give our number, but...
I'm sending you that information as we speak.
Okay, we're getting that. We left the other Ron. So we had multiple Richards and multiple Rons at the same time. So that's why I'm confused. But that's okay. I'm often confused. Am I not? Yes, I am. No question about it. All right, let's see who we got to talk about here. Anybody on the line right now there, Chris?
No, sir.
Good. Good for now, because we can talk about Macrotech Archery Pro Shop. Now, we just got a picture from Captain Don. He can walk to the place. He walked over there, took a picture, and said, I can walk to this place. And that's because Macrotech Archery Pro Shop has now moved to Brooklyn, from Brooklyn, to their new location at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. Len Marsh, the owner, is one of Maryland's most respected bow technicians and shop owners. Beginners and diehard bow hunters and athletes and the well-connected know about Len. I mean, people in Washington know about Len. I can tell you, I've been in there when there's been some people in there that I've known from D.C. and, you know, we're talking congressmen and we're talking NGO leaders and things like that that like to bow hunt, and they go to Len because he's that well connected. So he's even tuned my Bowtech bow, and he's recabled and strung my 10-point crossbow. And this bow technician, if you have a question, Corey, man, Corey, he's top-notch. He can answer any question you have. Macrotech Archery Pro Shop carries Matthews, including the new VXR, and Mission, and Bowtech / Diamond and Hoyt bows. Crossbows include Raven and 10-point. They tune each bow and crossbow to perfection before it leaves the store, and it will fit your unique draw length and your poundage requirements. He adjusted my draw length by a half inch on my Bowtech. What a difference. What a difference. All the accessories for your bow will be mounted correctly, and they have a full lineup of custom arrows and sights and rests and much more. If you ask, they can observe and correct any shooting issues you may have. Maybe your stance isn't open enough. Maybe your anchor point's moving all over the place. Maybe you need a kisser button on your string to make you more consistent. Check that out. Plus, Macrotech is a certified service center for 10-point, Wicked Ridge, and Horton crossbows. You should stop by the new Macrotech Archery Pro Shop at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. They're now open. Visit MacrotechArchery.com or their Facebook page. That phone number remains the same as it was at the old shop, 410-789-7777. That's 410-789-7777. Macro knows bows. We're going to go from bows to guns. Guns are wanted. Guns wanted. That's right. Guns wanted. Any make, any model, any age, any condition, Albright's Gun Shop in Easton, Maryland wants guns. Now, occasionally I'll get a call on the show and people will say, can you come and look at my collection or anything like that? Now you have an easier way to do that. If you have a single gun or an entire collection to consider, call Albright's Gun Shop at 410-820-8811. 8811. I've been dealing with Larry Albright and the crew at Albright's Gun Shop for over 25 of their 37 years. I know these guys. I wouldn't hesitate to call Albright's at 410-820-8811. If I had a gun to sell or consign, you can trust them, period. Albright's Gun Shop is also a Cesar Guarini Elite dealer. That's a nice high-end shotgun. For those of you who like, you know, sporting clays and things like that, you can call or stop by Albright's to make an appointment to visit the Cesar Guarini factory. It's right here on the Eastern Shore, and you can select your firearm. This offers for Siren and Fab Arm firearms as well. Albright's carries Beretta and Benelli and other firearms for every budget, both new and pre-owned. And now Albright's has expanded their muzzle-loading department with muzzle-loading firearms and accessories, as well as an in-house expert, Chuck, to expand your deer season. Stop by 36 East Dover Street in Easton, across from the Tidewater Inn, to visit this landmark gun shop. Online, it's AlbrightsGunShop.com or 410-820-8811. That's for Albright's Gun Shop. Guns wanted, no question. All right. So you're sitting there this morning, and maybe you're even out on your deck, and you're looking at your backyard, and you're thinking to yourself, wonder where a nice table and chairs could go so that we could have a nice crab feast out here on the deck or in the backyard, get the family over and have some fun. Maybe you got kids, and you're thinking about a swing set. Maybe you need a new shed, storage shed of some kind. Are we keeping you up?
I didn't do it. I didn't let it out. I didn't do it.
Feel better now? Anyway, now's the time to get that backyard dressed up at Backyard Billy's. That's your fun place, our go-to shop for making backyards fun. Giant selection of colorful poly and patio furniture. Outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially Adirondack chairs. 350 of them in stock, is that what I said? Yeah. And right now, with the way things are, some of the stuff that's in stock is not going to be replenished for 6 or 8 weeks. That's fall, because of the breakdown in the supply chain over the virus thing. So what they've got, you know, check it out. They've got a whole big giant selection, and you'll see it when you go by on Route 50 at Exit 44, Kent Island. Swing sets and tiki bars and pool houses and so forth. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's showroom, you can check out the many barbecue grills by Traeger and Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. And some Saturdays are grill demo days from 10 to 2. They've got taste testing and pro tips and giveaways and grill package deals. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and fire rings for any lifestyle and any theme that you might have. Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's for our gas fireplace insert. They installed it. They helped us with the stonework and everything else. So backyardbillies.com is the website. 410-827-4500, 827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44. Your backyard is going to look great. And we'll be right back after this.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Oh, we're back. Let's talk to Ron. Good morning, Ron.
Ron?
Ron.
Hello, Ron.
You are right about a civil war. You are right about a civil war. If you and I walk...
All right, Chris, I think we'll cut that baby off. What do you think?
We did.
All right, so much. Thank you so much. Any other callers on the line here, Chris?
Marty.
Marty. Good morning, Marty. How you doing?
Morning. I'm well. How are you?
Good. What's up?
I wanted to let you know, I know your time's short. I ran across a YouTube video of a guy named, his channel is Lance Clinton. And he's an American expat living on the Pacific coast of Costa Rica who's a kayak fisherman.
Mm-hmm.
And his videos are just incredible. He brings giant, well, relatively giant fish right into his lap on his kayak.
Wow.
And, you know, he catches a lot of yellowfin tuna, rooster fish, red snapper.
Mm-hmm.
And during the pandemic, he was feeding himself, his lady, and several of his neighbors.
Cool.
Down there. But Lance is also a knife designer, and he's designed two knives for Spyderco that are made with a revolutionary new steel called LC200N, and it's a high nitrogen steel.
Hey, Marty, hang on a minute.
You.
I appreciate the information, but, you know, it sounds more like a commercial to me.
Well, I'm not, I don't get a royalty from it.
No, I understand it, but I appreciate you sharing about Lance, and I think we'll have to let you go. We're
okay,
at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to be the last caller today, today's the time, now is the time to call. Anybody on the line, Chris?
No, sir.
Got it. Okay. Well, I'm sorry we had to do that, but we just don't do that kind of stuff, do we, Robin? So, you know, I understand you want to promote something or somebody, but, you know, if you're going to do that, call me ahead of time during the week, and we'll be more than glad to talk about it, events or anything else. So, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And, I know what I wanted to talk about. Maryland Loves Crabs will be out this week.
Mm-hmm.
okay, at least online. We're putting the finishing touches on that today. And that's a free magazine out there. And then we've got the record book for Bucks, Bears, Stags. If you want to visit that website or that Facebook page, that would be extremely interesting. We put some major deer on that Facebook page if you want to scroll back through. We've even had the last one we put on there was a fellow, well-known gunsmith here in Easton, put his sick of deer on. The sick of deer was unique because it was the largest one ever weighed at the time back in 2000, or maybe it was 2010, I can't remember. But it was the largest one at the time on Assateague Island. The deer weighed 104 pounds, sick of deer weighed 104 pounds field dressed, and it made the record book. It qualified for the record book. So we're looking forward to that as well. So anyway, somebody just tried to call here. I don't know who that was. I hope they leave a message. We'll see. But do we want to talk to Ron? Called back again there, Chris?
Yes. He apologizes for what happened last time.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay, Ron, you're up.
Hi, Ron.
Sorry again. But good morning. I really haven't been paying attention much, but I've been catching catfish lately and depend on people like you to tell me what's going on. But I understand that the blue catfish is supposed to be taken and they want to diminish their population.
That's correct. Take them and eat them as many as you can. They're very good. I would chop them up. I mean, I would fillet them and then chunk them and deep fry them. Very dense fish, but the fillets are just very tasty too. So,
but don't marinate it in salt water.
Yeah, I got a tip on some blue catfish that said soak it in salt water overnight. Well, I either made the salt water too strong or left it in too long. You really don't have to do that. Rinse them off, and if you got to keep them, freeze them. If not, just go ahead and eat them.
I appreciate that, but I'm not that hungry. I'm not going to be eating any blue catfish.
I got you. Well, they're delicious.
Then have fun catching them.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right. Have fun catching them. There'll be a lot of people who'll take them off your hands, no question. All right, Ron. Appreciate it. And there's the music. So, all right. I got a call here. Missed call from somebody. Oh, well.